Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Gavin and Katie have kids. I don't. But picture yourself going into a museum for a wedding where a wedding reception is being held. And you're in there, you're looking at the fine art. And all of a sudden, your five-year-old reaches up on a platform and knocks over a sculpture, a piece of art. And now you were served with a bill of $132,000.
Oh my God.
What would you do?
I mean, obviously, fight it.
Obviously.
This happened just outside Kansas City. This couple with their five-year-old son.
There are museums in Kansas City?
There's actually a bunch of them.
Yeah.
No, what?
Yeah, this they were there for a wedding reception, and apparently there was a statue that was unsecured, and obviously this boy was walking around looking, I suppose, and went up to touch it, and it toppled over and fell on him and then hit the ground.
Oh, my God.
Is he okay?
He's fine. Obviously it caused so much damage to this sculpture that the museum went to the county and the county said, hey, listen, you gotta pay $132,000 to fix it or to get a new one or to replace it or whatever it is.
Okay.
I mean, I think my response would be like, nah.
Okay. I have so many things to say about this. Number one, you have a sculpture at your museum that is unsecured and fell on my child because he touched it.
Right.
That alone seems like a huge safety hazard. I don't know how big this sculpture was, but still, that's number one. Number two, okay, it's not like the parents went there with the intention of showing fine arts to their five-year-old. They were there for a wedding. Okay, fine. If you have things that are that fragile, which I understand museums do, have a policy that like kids under a certain age can't come in here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't sound like, and I'm sure people are going to be like, well, people, they should have watched their kid better.
That's what the text messages are saying.
Yeah, actually, that's what the insurance company said, saying they were negligent for not monitoring their children. And the mom even said, my children are well supervised, but all people get distracted.
And how difficult was it to knock this thing over? I feel like the people that are saying, well, watch your kid, don't have kids. Because it doesn't take long for your kid to standing next to you, just go bink.
She even said it's in a main hallway, not a separate room. There's no plexiglass, no protection. It was not held down. There was no border around it. There wasn't even a sign that said "Do not touch."
I can't see how the family, considering how sue happy people are, that the family is like countersuing them for like not having something secured.
So normally, I would disagree with you just because I don't like you.
Right. Yeah.
But I agree with you. Like, I think the people that are like, you should have been watching your kid, have one. I guarantee you don't. Or if you do, it's a baby. Because having a five-year-old is like having an invisible puppy sometimes.
Yeah.
Where like, yeah, you can't find it. But you know it's up to something.
Yes.
You know? And
standing literally next to you, if you were holding your kid's hand, they still could, sounds like, have knocked this thing over. It doesn't sound like it was that difficult.
On top of that, ever have a five-year-old at a wedding? I mean, it's craziness. It is craziness. You basically feed a kid nothing but juice and cake.
Yeah.
And then put on music with a bunch of people that are dancing like idiots. And that kid thinks, I am going to dance the night away and act a fool. Now, a lot of people are texting in saying that, have you watched the video? And we have not watched the video. Have you watched the video?
Okay. No, I didn't know
it. So apparently there is a video, and apparently this kid was just running around everywhere.
Oh.
And for a really long time, and nobody, and like he was touching everything and stuff like that.
God, that does change my opinion a little bit.
It changes my opinion, but just a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I mean, if you've got a wild kid, then you have to at some point be like, we are going to leave if you don't stay right here on this dance floor.
Yes.
You do have to say stuff like that. But at the same time, though, having a wedding reception at a museum and allowing kids to go, God, you're just asking for it.
And
something's going to happen.
Could this kid have still knocked this thing over if he wasn't running around? I feel like that's a really important thing to know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did he run into it?
I don't think so. A lot of people are saying that that's not what happened. Like, he was kind of, it sounds like the kid was kind of like all over the place.
I understand that. But I mean, like, he wasn't all over the place to the point where he, like
using it like a jungle gym.
So he was knocking into stuff.
I guess. Yeah.
I think my argument would be, well, could a 5-year-old still have knocked this over if they were just walking around? Like,
I mean, that's a good question. If it's an art gallery and not a museum, they just have stuff sitting on like a square. It's like, I could have bumped into that.
I don't have a law degree, but I think this couple should call me and I'd like to represent them.
I think that that's the best, smartest thing you've ever said.
Would you like to be my co-counsel?
Never ever. But I think that you should represent somebody in a court of law so that I can sit there and watch it.
Oh, but you think I'm going to crash and burn.
Just for the, I mean, the
for
jokes.
The jokes.
Of course
got
you're going to crash and burn.
Okay.
Of course you
All right.
are.
Well, I appreciate your support.
106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.